We all want to live a happy, productive life, but sometimes we just need a little help. Our Coach on Call experts provide strategies to help you live your best life now. Joining me today is Mary Petto, a law of attraction coach and transformational speaker. She's the author of the book, The Family Guide to the Law of Attraction. Mary is here today to discuss manifesting for kids. Welcome, Mary. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jen. I'm happy to be here.
So, Mary, your work with the law of attraction, you believe that there is a lifelong impact on kids who understand the manifesting power. At what age can kids begin to utilize this power and bring the things that they want into their life?
Well, I would say this. You know, the law of attraction, if you are going to use this universal law that brings to us and manifests for us everything that we want, it really does work for any age. I personally have spoken to audiences and had clients as young as 9, and they get it. And I would say not only do they get it, but they happen to be some of my best clients, because I think as adults, we have a lot of that kind of excess baggage and way too many years of experience of things not working out the way we expect them to. But kids, on the other hand, come to learning and understanding the law of attraction when they're taught it, I would just say with much wider eyes and sort of a deeper understanding. In other words, they internalize it faster because they don't have limiting beliefs getting in the way of any of this. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, homes where understanding of the fact that the law of attraction is always at work and the whole family is on board, when they bring certain practices, even to their little ones, about looking for signs from the universe, about talking about what they wish for and how they wish for and how they talk about it, practices of gratitude, that stuff stays with you forever. It really, really does, as long as we keep that practice going. So I think, you know, the larger answer to your question is there really is no youngest age, but, you know, in terms of when kids start to be cognizant of the need to understand how they can play with the quantum field to make things work out better for them, you know, I'm thinking, you know, my experience is it's about fourth grade.
Do you think children do this more organically through imagination and the pretend life?
I think that's a great point, Joan. You know, they have that ability to think of possibilities. And that is, in fact, what the law of attraction is all about. I mean, even Albert Einstein had said, if you want to know what the future looks like, look to your own imagination. And that points to how everything begins as an idea. Everything begins as a sort of ask of the universe. And then the cooperative components of the quantum field sort of come together and bring that through to fruition. So with a natural ability to have imagination like a child, I think that absolutely, you know, is a predictor of one's ability to be able to manifest more and more as they get older.
So when you look at kids versus adults, are there major differences in their results?
Yes. I've seen adults manifest quickly all the time. I do it all the time. I see coincidences and synchronicities everywhere I look. And the people I work with, once they make this kind of transformation to understanding fundamentally what's been going on around them, it happens quickly. But as an adult, you know, kind of like we talked about, you know, we've got these years and years of past experiences of the what ifs, and that's not possible, and I need to prepare for the worst possible outcome if I'm going to be safe about how I move through my world every day and how I plan. Kids, you know, no such thing. You know, they've got their problems and they're looking for a solution. And, you know, when they can relate it without having to compare it to, you know, a negative world energy and things like that, It happens overnight. I'll give you two very quick stories, you know, right from the book, which is just full of examples of kids and adults manifesting quickly. So speaking of fourth graders, I had a client. She was a girl, and she was a wonderful student and a very sweet child, but she was being bullied by two other girls in her class, the social bullying. And it was just one session, and literally the next day the bullies were gone. I'll just put it that way without being a spoiler. They were just gone. Another client of mine was actually a boy in high school. He wasn't being bullied, but he was certainly unhappy. It just seemed like the circumstances around him at school were just working against him. He didn't get to sit with his friends. He was separated from his friends for gym class. And like all of these things that were sort of permanently set, you know, how high school could be. These are your permanent seats. These are your permanent workout crew at gym class and other things like that. He just generally was in a morose state. And so working with him one session, just even, and I believe it was over the phone, and just shifting the vibration and visualizing the outcome he was looking for, everything changed once again the next day at school. And I think there's an openness. There's such an openness with kids that, you know, they can really play with the energetic field any way they want.
Do you think this is something we should be teaching our children in school?
Absolutely. And I have a program all set up. I hope to launch it soon. But yes, absolutely. I think we can tremendously shift the way our children approach their days, approach their life. And it's lessons that will carry them through. Because once you get a taste of your power to control your outcomes, you know, not only do you wake up positive and understanding that you actually can have whatever you want, but you kind of spread that joy that much further. And any sense of anxiety, which is based in a fear of sorts, tends to start dissipating the more you understand how you do have control over the outcome.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to learn more about the Law of Attraction or Mary and her work, you can visit portablevisions.com. And as always, to hear more from Mary, you can visit our website, cyacyl.com/MaryP. We'll be right back.